Okay. Okay, we're going to be starting the new packet today, packet Hay. And what I'd like to show you here, so we've been focusing a lot on the Chasam Sofer and his shita of the Minag Mitam Neder is a Din D'oraisa. However, the standard shita is not like that. Standard shita is that the Minag Mitam Neder is only a Din D'rabbanan because you don't articulate. And just to show you, just in some of the poskim, in the Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai, that's Rav Chaim Falaji. That's, you know, Rav Avadi Yosef always quotes Rav Chaim Falaji in his Truvas. Right? So Nishmas Kol Chai Simen Mem Vav, he says, Chaim Sha'ol B'Hag B'Chaim Alon B'Tur V'Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Yudalid, the Dvarma Matar Machayim Nogubim Isard, the Yatar Roshai Matir Mifneim, he having Midivre Torah or Midraban? Is it Midaraisa or is only Midrabanan? Nafkamina Misfeko is Lina Lakulo Lachum. Nafkamina is, if you have a Suffolk in a case where you were Makabel, you say you were Makabel not to eat a certain thing, and it's a Suffolk whether this is. You know, include or not. So is it? So if you hold it to only a din derabanan, so then safek derabanan l'chula. And if it's a din deraisa, safek deraisa l'chumra. So he says, "Vano omer dinira lo kasha the iser ze eino akim midrabanan." So he says that the standard pshat is that that it's only a din derabanan, and that's what we call the conventional wisdom, that it's only a din d'rabbanan, not like the Chasam Sofer. And that's how, yeah. Right, that's a good point. In other words, what Aaron Kugler is saying is that Korah, we still have the d'rabbanan d'kakul, even though whereas even though Chasam Sofer says it's Daraisa, but they were still Makabel, Ki'ilu, it's a Darabana, because then all Daraisas would mamish be the same as Darabana, so you can't say such a thing. That's the same type of kasha that the Ramban asks on the Rambam, that Ram says all Dinim Daraisa come from Lo Sosur, and the Ramban asks the kasha, so then all Daraisas, all the Rabbanim should be a Daraisa. And that can't be. So the idea was that Meikara Tiknu, that in other words, so even though it's a nether deraisa, but we'll still have some kulas midrabanan. So it's not a full deraisa. So Aaron was saying that based on that, it could be that the same thing would be true by the Chasam Sofer Shita, that. That they still have the same coolers midrabanan. That suffix will cooler. So that's what he's saying. And the Birkei Yosef also on page 6. Also says, had the Kaimalon on the page top of page 6 in Rashi Dalin, had the Kaimalon Dvarma Matar Vachem, Nogel Bamisri, Eta Rosha Latim of Dame, H. Lachor, and Midrais of Drabon, and there are Dava Poshit, Shain Ola Midrabon. It's Poshit like that.
That was on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, I think. He said last week we saw it on the right side of the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
It was there, Birkei Yosef.
Birkei Yosef, yeah.
It's the same person, Birkei Yosef and Shiur Bracha, the same person,
right? Same person, yeah. It's that the Nishma, the only thing is, in the Nishmas Kol Chai on page 3, he quotes from the Marshdam that it's the Rabbanim. But in other words, you can go either way. You can say what Aaron said, that it could be Darais according to the Chasam Sofer, but still have Kulos be the Rabbanim. And then the Marashdam on page 3 on the bottom left, says the Marashdam held it's the Rabbanon, but since it's Ikur min HaTorah. In other words, you see, there are different types of the Rabbanons. You could have a Drabbanon that's totally Drabbanon, like Neiros Chanukah. It's totally Drabbanon. It's nowhere in the Chumash, Neiros Chanukah. You can find 100 Ramazim for Chanukah in the Torah. You know, Parshas Mikates and Parshas Vayeshev and different Ramazim. The bottom line is, it's the Rabbanon, Ikur min HaTorah. But one Katayna that Din the Rabbanon of Minuk Tov Mitam Neder, what? Even though it's the Rabbanon, but the concept of Neder is in the Chumash, so then maybe we should have a Chumras. In other words, it's not a pure Rabbanon. A Neder is a concept of Derisa, even though this type of Neder is only Rabbanon. So that's what the Marashdam says. That's the Marashdam on the bottom of page 3 in the bottom left. So if you have a Rabbanon, I'll leave the Chumra, Mishum Davi Ikrum in the Divrei Torah. So what's the question? Marashdam says that his Rebbe was Matir, somebody. His minig was to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. That's a minig. You like that minig? 2 days Yom Kippur. Fast 2 days Yom Kippur. So Marashdam said, my Rebbe gave him Hataras Nadarim.
I mean, what's the idea of that minog?
What's the idea? Because like any Yom Tov, we have Sfeikat the Yomo. We have 2 days of Pesach. Why not 2 days of the Yom Kippur? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's much harder. But so some people had this minog to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur.
Meaning in Chutz Laaretz, then obviously only in Chutz Laaretz.
Yes, yeah.
So even Yom Tov Sheni, would the Marashdam say Sveika Lechomra over there as well?
One second.
Okay.
They know that's where. So he says, the few of the Rabbanos leave Lechomra Davi Ikrum B'divrei Torah. So why did he be makel of this man to do Hataras Nedarim if he kept 2 days? Torah, it's a minhag mitam neder, so he should be machmir. So he says, no, Mishum Shu Minog Zar, Neged Rov HaPoskim. It's a weird minog. You know, like this minog is like, it's a minog, but it's like too much out there. Moshe Kosov, Ezekiel, I mean, Hogim Asher Atem, page 4. Omim, Enogim, Hungarish. What, Hungarian?
Yeah.
Hungarian people. Hey, Zarek, I guess some of them. You can't say all Hungarian Minhagim. So, some of them. Well, they know the Hungarians, as said, they're known to be good cooks. So I don't know if they want to fast 2 days of Yom Kippur. From the Nogim Hungarish, I'm Zarek, Bagul Daita Mitzel Rov Ha'olam. This is like too much. This is like too out there. This chumra of keeping 2 days. I feel sheimta is a
posuk. Rabbi, why isn't it considered?
Even the rova poskim ruba the ruba gedolah lebachachma vinyan lo svirale halacha the rabbi mokein ani omer. I feel sheina shen hamdulosim b'magim yidas kaven shu minag zar neged haposkim ruba kulam yeshatara leminag zeh.
Wow.
In other words, because some minhag tov is a discussion. Some shittas hold that a minhag tov you don't have hatara, right? It's a 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, when you could even be matir minhag tov. So why did his Rebbe matir? Because he says when the minhag is a whack, you know, I don't use the word wacko, but it's very extreme. It's extremely extreme type of minhag. You know, it's the first 2 days of Kippur, so then we can follow the Mekilim. Even though the Marashdam says minhag is mitanez drabanan, but it has ikra min haTorah, so therefore we're machmer. It says, but this we're not going to be machmer in this minhag.
Rabbi, there's a law in the Torah that you're not allowed to do extra mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do less. You're not allowed to do more. Bal Tigra and Bal whatever. Bal Tosef. Yeah. Why isn't it considered Bal Tosef?
Why is it? What's Bal Tosef?
Keeping a second day of Yom Kippur.
Well, keeping two. You kept. How many days did you keep of Sukkot? And how many Siddurim did you have?
But that's.
How many did you have last year?
But that's misaken by the Chachamim. That's already misaken by the Chachamim. Who are we to make things up? We have a Bezdin that can, you know.
They just said Yantav Sheni. They just said Yantav Sheni. So maybe they did. It should be no different.
But if it should be no different, then how come nobody else is doing it? Meaning when the Chazal were Misak and Yantav Sheni, they didn't make it for Yom Kippur.
Well, like Rav Shechter points out, it's a whole discussion with the Satakana just a minute. It's probably too hard to do. But for some people, they feel they could do it. So then it's not a Bal Tosef, which is no different than having two start. Right? Okay. So that's what the Nishmas Kol Chai points out. So it's interesting. At the end of the day, like it goes both ways. It goes both ways. You can hold like Aaron said. You can hold like the Chasam Sofer and say the Nishma, the Minhag Mitam Neder is a Daraisa, but yet have Kulas Midrabanan. Or you can say like the Mashtam, it's the Banan, and have Chumras of a Daraisa. But he said that the reason for this Heter was not because of the Rabbanan, it's because it's a minhag muzar. It's just a strange minhag. So, in other words, Marashdam says his Rebbe matted it. So his Rebbe only matted it not because of the Rabbanan, because he holds it to the Rabbanan, but you have Chumras Midaraisa. But he says it's a minhag muzar, and a minhag muzar, we don't encourage people to continue doing strange things. So that's the story. You shouldn't do strange things. Okay? Good. Now, on page 7, let's see who knows. Who, the Sefer Emek Halacha. Sefer Emek Halacha, that's like a chash of a sefer. Who wrote the Sefer Emek Halacha? On page 7. No, any clue? Who wrote the sefer?
Rabbi Alufin.
Who?
Moshe Alufin.
Who wrote the sefer?
Yeshua Boymel. We saw him before, I think. We did see him before.
Who? So I want one answer, but one answer only. I will only accept one answer to this question. One answer. But no one gave me the answer that I want yet. The grandfather of Dr. Norman Lamb, that's all.
Wow.
Right? And Dr. Lamb always speaks about his fond memories of learning with his grandfather. You know, like, he was a big gun. You know, like, his grandfather was a big, you know, a big Talmud Chacham, a huge Talmud Chacham. What was this one tshuva that Dr. Lamb wrote to his grandfather? You know what it was about? The halachic status of the use of a lie detector. This is a fascinating sefer. Of course, Teichner pointed out to me. This is a fascinating sefer. Eimek Halacha, and it was reprinted. It was reprinted. I think this is the new printing. I don't know, you have to look it up. And then he has another thing, another tshuva. Tshuva about the malachim. You know who the malachim were?
Oh, the descendants of the son of the Baal Shem Tov or something?
Yeah, in other words, there was a chevra in Torah Vadas of guys who like wanted to grow, you know, they're young guys, but they wanted to grow beards and they wanted to, you know, look very, I don't know if you want to call them neo Hasidim, but they were way back. And they weren't following the rules of the yeshiva. The rules of the yeshiva were not to have that type of outfit and those type of, you know. And the question that the Menahel, I think the truva was to Rav Shraga Gefeivel Mendelovich, is whether the Menahel has the right to kick them out from the yeshiva, these guys, you know, because they were not listening, even though they were doing things that maybe you consider more spiritual and more whatever, but they weren't listening to the rules of the yeshiva. So that Shiloh was brought to Rav Yehoshua Boimer. So now you know who Rav Yehoshua Boimer was. Okay? That was his grandfather, Rabbi Lamb's grandfather. So he has a tshuva. We're not going to have time to do the whole thing now. We'll talk about it a little bit now. And the question is about lighting yahrzeit candles and fasting on a yahrzeit. He says, "Al dash on page 8. Al dash ein losso b'inyan ha'tavla shal ha'chever mishnayis tiklosso shal ha'tavla harusim shmos ha'chever minister v'yom ha'misa v'ner elektri b'tzidim." You know, you've seen this in every shul has the yahrzeit plaque. You know, so you know, on the day of the yahrzeit, they just turn the bulb, they tighten the bulb. The nail electric between them higher beyond the yahrzeit. Yesh mefakim is that kilo nochem higher nail electric the yahrzeit. So the question was: is it right to do this? In other words, is there was yahrzeit candle, maybe it should be dafkar candle. So maybe if you have a minhag to light a yahrzeit candle, so then maybe this would not fulfill the minhag. And then that's a question, because maybe a minhag mitam neder. And so that's how this thing evolves. Or he speaks about the minhag of fasting. It's interesting. I was just speaking to one of my friends, and he told me, my friend Rabbi Yaakov Lustig, he just made Aliyah yesterday. You ever hear of my friend Rabbi Yaakov Lustig? Rabbi Avram Levitt, his Bishpacha. You have to know anything If you're Jewish, there's 50% chance that you're related to Avraham Levitt. That's the yisod in life, right? At least 50%, maybe. Right. So they just made, you know, they made Aliyah yesterday. We spoke yesterday. So I remember, unfortunately, Rabbi Yaakov's father passed away many, many years ago. It was like 1981 or something like that. And he was in Rabbi David Lifshitz this year at the time. So Rabbi David Lifshitz, he just told me this. So that I was at his house. We ate a meal on Shmini Atzeres. We ate a meal. We could eat in the sukkah. I mean, but it rained, so we ended up eating in the sukkah. But he told me that Rabbi David Lifshitz told him not to fast on his yahrzeit. It's better that he should learn more, because when he's fasting, he's going to take away his concentration to learn. So he told him not to. So Bez Hashem, what I'd like to do is to start with next week. So the Maisa, like this Sunday, we might have to start Shir earlier than. We'll let you know. We'll send out Jacob. I'll tell you, and you'll tell the Oilam. Maybe it'd be 10:30 or 10:40, you know, something like that, because I have different things I have to be at. So, the Lamaisa, we might have an earlier Shir. We're continuing Sunday, and that's on Sunday. And then we'll go from there. And we will continue with the packets on Kovat on Shabbos. So on Monday, Bez Hashem will pick up from this tshuva from the Eva Kalacha, Dr. Lamb's grandfather.
If we're doing between, we might need to let Rabbi Tuchman know that to switch a little bit in case.
Oh yeah, what time does he give the shir?
Usually between 10 and 10:15.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll be in touch with him.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to have a 2-minute break, and then we'll have chumash.